For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. A traffic diversion will be in place tomorrow, September 8th, to facilitate works in the area of the post office and Anderson Square car park. The work is part of the Georgetown Revitalization Project and will start from Dr. Roy's Drive Junction with Edward Street to Elizabethan Square. The diversion will remain in place from 6 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. Falling gas prices continue for a second week. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the overall retail network weekly analysis of the Cayman Islands done by the Utility and Competition Regulation Office, the average price of self-service regular gasoline is $5.28 a gallon, which is down 2 cents since the last check on August 31st. Premium self-service gasoline is down 1 cent at $5.76, and diesel is currently selling for $5.39 a gallon, another 8 cent drop. For a quick comparison, 3 months ago, regular was at $5.41, premium at $5.80, and diesel was selling for $5.52 a self-service gallon. For Grand Cayman, the cheapest self-service regular is reportedly being sold at Brown's Industrial Park, where Offreg says it's $4.88 a self-service gallon. The regulator says the average price for regular gas in Cayman Brac is $5.88. Folks on Little Cayman are still paying $7.33. On the diesel side of things, Offreg says the cheapest self-service option is Refuel, where it's selling for $4.93 a gallon. According to AAA, the average price of gasoline in Florida is $3.20 USD for regular, $3.98 for premium. Log on to offreg.ky for a full breakdown. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
CPR Cayman is asking you to share your voice on the crew's berthing plans. CPR stresses that the public's input is vital to shaping the future of cruise tourism in Grand Cayman. CPR Cayman has therefore created a survey to seek the public's thoughts. They invite everyone to participate in their survey to share views on the proposed cruise berthing referendum. The survey addresses critical issues including environmental impacts, economic considerations, and the prioritization of government resources. You can find the survey on surveymonkey.com/r/9cmvrs9. Julie Grant, compliance manager at the Needs Assessment Unit, has been honored as the Chief Officer's Choice for March 2024 by the Ministry of Investment, Innovation, and Social Development. Radio K-Man's Jevi Ebanks reports.
This recognition, part of the Deputy Governor's Award Program, highlights her exceptional leadership and dedication to service, particularly in fostering a culture of accountability, a key goal of the Civil Service Strategic Plan. Nominated by Director Tamara Hurlston and Deputy Director Melissa Smith, Julie has shown unwavering commitment to uplifting Cayman's most vulnerable citizens through her meticulous compliance work and community care. Julie played a crucial role in updating the Needs Assessment Unit's Financial Assistance Program under the Financial Assistance Act 2022, expanding services to include internet, transportation, and phone assistance, and introducing a one-time rental deposit program to help families secure stable housing. Her leadership reflects the ministry's vision for reimagining social development, making services more accessible and effective, and aligning with government's goals of fostering a healthy, safe, and inclusive society. Acting Chief Officer Trevor Gibbs praised Julie's focus on compliance, integrity, and innovation, noting strengthened NAU framework and tangible benefits delivered to the community. Director Tamara Hurlston echoed these sentiments, highlighting Julie's significant contributions. Jevi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Trenda Kelly, Administrative and Operations Manager at the Department of Commerce and Investment, was named Cayman Islands Government Employee of the Month for April 2024. She was recognized for her outstanding customer service and also received the Chief Officer's Choice Award. Nominated by DCI Deputy Director Mitzi Watson-Jervis, Ms. Kelly was praised for her exceptional management and dedication. Deputy Governor Honorable Franz Manderson and Chief Officer Dr. Dax Basdeo commended her significant impact on service delivery and team unity. And that's your Saturday news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.